This is Paul Irwin for the InTune Listening List. The Listening List is a collection of new and noteworthy songs we think musicians should check out. It's also a monthly feature of InTune Monthly Magazine's Front Runner column. This list is from InTune's December 2014 issue, and each song is available in its entirety for streaming on intunemonthly.com. The InTune Listening List on intunemonthly.com is produced by Will Cusmall. Guitarist James McVeigh found the other three members of The Vamps on YouTube and Facebook in 2012. Then, after their singles racked up huge views on YouTube, the Brit four-piece group finished their U.S. album and released it on November 4th. Try Somebody to You, featuring Demi Lovato, to sample their irresistible sound. Jackie Lee was the 2013 runner-up on The Voice, and she's now released a debut EP called Broken Ones, featuring an impressive title track. The recording shows that this 17-year-old has the expressive and powerful vocals to make it. So as long as she's supplied songs like this one, we should be hearing more from Ms. Lee. So lay your hands on the left beat. The pop singer-songwriter Colby Calais brings a new album, Gypsy Heart, that offers a variety of sounds, from her tried and true to some electronic dance tunes. We like Try, which sounds more like what we expect from the California Beach Girl. The softer, acoustic guitar and piano compositions sound more like Colby and less like everyone else. You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try.
Airports and souvenirs. I shiver.
Insomniac Adam Young birthed a recording career as Owl City from his parents' basement in Minnesota. Now the singer-producer has released a collaboration with the J-pop band Sakai no Owari called Tokyo. Same great vocal and catchy production that made Firefly so big, but this one jumps.
Are you having fun yet? I'll send you the sunset. I love the most when I'm in Tokyo. I'll melt in the moonlight and follow the shoreline on down the coast when I'm in Tokyo. Ooh, can't sleep the whole night through. Ooh, I'm missing you. I'm thinking it out loud. I wish I could reach out and hold you.
Kat Edmondson's eclectic voice is perfect for the collection of songs on her latest album, The Big Picture. Try Rainy Day Woman, that features a lyric that tells a story and a Barry Saxon ride cymbal right out of a James Bond film score. This one's just a bucket of fun.
Save me for a rainy day. I'm tired of the fight. I turn out my light. You know I'm not sleeping.
You got a mixed kid swag on. Looking like you.
Trip Lee is currently a pastoral assistant in DC with three rap albums on the Billboard 200, the latest called Rise. It's the 26-year-old Christian rapper's fifth record and includes the infectious Beautiful Life 2, Mine. Check out this synth-styled hip-hop tune with doubled vocals and a really nice hook.
When I see you smile, shine just like the summer, yeah, a vision, yeah, can't be clearer, no, 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 cause you're beautiful, it's no wonder, I love ya, I can't believe you're mine, I can't believe you're mine, you're always on my mind, I can't believe you're all mine, I can't believe you're mine.
Way out, no one to come and save me.
Six-time Grammy Award winner and country superstar Carrie Underwood has a new single out called Something in the Water. The tune by Underwood, Chris DeStefano, and Brett James is on fire, having reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart in its second week. Best known for his curious time signatures, the work of late bebop composer Hank Levy is featured on the soundtrack of a new film called Whiplash, which follows a young drummer's journey through a rigid music conservatory. The title track, Whiplash, is a high-energy big band tune worthy of detailed investigation. By the young French-based string quartet Quatuor Hermès on Schumann, the three-string quartets has been described as thoughtful and vivacious. The phrases expressive impulsiveness and unquenchable lyricism have been used. Ha! Gotta love the classical music criticism. Check out the presto from the string quartet in A minor. These kids sure can play. In Excess was a rock band formed in 1977 in Sydney, Australia, that over 35 years sold 40 million records. What You Need from their 1985 album Listen Like Thieves was the band's first American top 10 song. After the album was finished, the label said there wasn't a hit single on it. So with one day before deadline, the band went into the studio and on demand added What You Need, now an enduring classic.